Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're carrying on with our look into Emmanuel Bakar's book, Startup Process Improvement, Volume 1, Turning Chaos into Cash.
That's right. Last time we really got into that process-first mindset and the flywheel concept, how processes aren't just red tape.
Exactly. Not red tape, but actually things that can boost speed, quality, even innovation, which sounds a bit backwards at first glance.
Right. But it makes sense when you see it work.
So today, we're taking those big ideas and getting, really practical. We're focusing on Chapter 6, bringing lean startup ideas right into operations.
Yeah, so our mission for you listening today is really to unpack how those core lean ideas, cutting waste, always learning, checking your assumptions, how they actually work for designing and improving your processes.
Not just your product. Yeah. And we'll be talking a lot about what Bakari calls the minimum viable process, the MVP.
Mm-hmm. Which is all about testing operational stuff quickly, tweaking it so you don't build this huge bureaucratic thing nobody wants to use.
Yeah, dodging that over-engineering startups hate. So this should give you a really practical way to think about developing your ops in an agile way.
Definitely. We'll hit on identifying waste, the MVP idea itself, how you develop processes step by step, and that crucial build, measure, learn loop, but for processes.
And also something called innovation accounting for processes. Sounds interesting.
Yep, we'll touch on that too.
Okay, and just a little teaser for the actionable takeaway.
Yeah.
Think about your next new process. What's the absolute simplest version you could possibly start with?
Get that running first before you even try to make it perfect.
Right. Okay, let's dive in. So, lean. We hear the term a lot. But what does it really mean when we're talking internal operations, not just, say, manufacturing?
Well, at its core, lean is about maximizing the value you deliver, basically by cutting out anything and everything that doesn't directly add value for the customer. Ruthless efficiency, you could say.
So anything that just eats up time, money, effort without a real payback.
Exactly. But the key thing for startups, the twist Bakari brings, is seeing your internal operations, how you do things, as products themselves, products that need to be lean.
Ah, okay. I bet everyone listening can picture that one process in their company that just feels like wading through mud.
Right. Those little delays, the extra steps, the stuff we just do out of habit that slows everything down, they become invisible hurdles.
So lean helps you spot those and cut them out.
Precisely. Streamline the flow, focus on the valuable parts. Bakari mentions Tech Connect Solutions. They use lean for their customer support.
Oh, yeah.
And managed to eliminate, 64% of tasks that added zero value.
64%. Wow.
Mm.
That's huge. Where does all that waste even hide?
Often it's in handoffs between teams, waiting periods, doing more work than needed, unnecessary checks, even fixing mistakes made earlier in the process. Lean has tools like value stream mapping to actually visualize it.
Okay, visualize the waste. Makes sense. So lean is about cutting that waste. Now, the minimum viable process, the MVP. We know MVP for products.
Yeah.
How does that work for a process?
It's pretty much the same logic. Just like a product MVP changed how we build products, the process MVP changes how startups set up their operations. It's the absolute simplest version of a process.
The bare bones.
Yeah, the bare bones version that still delivers the core result, but is mainly designed for learning and quick changes. Just the essential steps, the critical controls, maybe minimal documentation to start.
So you're not trying to map out the entire perfect complex system from day one, like old school process design might have you do.
Exactly. You get something small but working out there fast.
But couldn't that just lead to, chaos if you're always changing things and never really finishing a process?
That's a fair point and something people worry about. But the huge benefit is you get feedback super fast. You learn quickly. For a startup, that agility is everything.
Right. Adapt or die, basically.
Pretty much. And the goal isn't chaos, it's informed changes. You iterate until the data shows the process is stable and working well, then you might lock it down more.
Okay, so the MVP lets you learn fast. How do we actually do the learning? That brings us to the build, measure, learn loop, right?
Mm.
Bakari connects it directly.
Absolutely. It's the engine for this. First, you build. You set up a small experiment. You launch that MVP version of your process based on a clear idea, a hypothesis about what it will improve.
Okay, build the simple version. Then you measure. What are we measuring here? Just like how long it takes?
It's more than just time. You need data that helps you actually learn. So yes, maybe cycle time, but also leading indicators, early signs if things are going right or wrong, lagging indicators like business impact, and crucially, qualitative stuff.
Like talking to the people actually doing the process.
Exactly. Getting their feedback, understanding the why behind the numbers. And you also watch out for unexpected side effects on other parts of the business. It's about insight, not just reporting numbers.
Build, measure, then learn. How do you turn that pile of data and feedback into actual knowledge?
You need regular quick reviews. Look at the metrics. Discuss the feedback. Use things like root cause analysis. Don't just fix symptoms. Dig deeper. Look for patterns.
And write it down simply, I guess, so you don't forget.
Definitely. Document the key insights, because that learning is what fuels the next step.
Which is iterate, making changes based on what you learned. So it's lots of small adjustments, not massive overhauls every 6 months.
That's the idea. Small, frequent tweaks. Keep what's working, maybe amplify it, cut out steps that clearly add no value, and importantly, share what you learn across teams so others don't repeat mistakes. It's a continuous cycle.
Bokhari has that great growth engine example for this loop, the marketing tech startup.
Yeah, that's a perfect illustration. They had a theory. If marketing qualified leads better before sales got them, conversion rates would go up.
So they built a simple, like, two-step qualification process, their MVP. And they measured.
They measured leads qualified, how many sales accepted, and the final conversion rate to an actual opportunity.
And the results after just 2 weeks were not what they expected.
Right. Not at all. Sales acceptance shot up 80%, which sounds good.
What?
But overall, conversion actually dropped by 15%, a crucial finding they wouldn't have seen without measuring properly.
Wow. So what went wrong?
Turns out, marketing and sales were using totally different ideas of what a qualified lead was, created a bottleneck. So they iterated, they got together, aligned the criteria.
And then?
And in the next cycle, boom, conversion rates jumped up 35% from the original baseline. That's the loop working quick iteration driven by data.
That really shows the power.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're iterating, learning, but startup land is messy, uncertain. How do you track progress? Bokhari talks about innovation accounting for processes. Mm-hmm. What's that about? Is it different from just tracking efficiency?
It is different, yeah. Innovation accounting is designed for that high uncertainty environment. For processes, it means first, you need a clear baseline. What's the performance now before you change anything?
Okay, know your starting point. Document everything, time, cost, quality, customer impact.
Right, but then instead of just setting performance targets, you define learning milestones.
Learning milestones. So you're tracking what you've learned.
Exactly. You ask questions like, what are the biggest assumptions we're making about this process? What don't we know about how it should work? What's the hypothesis we're testing with this change? What's the risk?
Huh. So it guides whether you keep tweaking or maybe need a bigger change or process pivot.
Precisely. If the small tweaks aren't working, or maybe the whole business strategy shifts, traditional metrics might just show failure. Innovation accounting helps you understand why and whether you're learning enough to justify continuing or if you need to rethink the process fundamentally. It's about measuring learning and de-risking.
That really frames process improvement differently. Much more agile, much more data-driven, focused on learning. So let's bring this back to the listener. What's the big takeaway here?
I think the core power is seeing how these lean startup ideas, especially the minimum viable process, can be applied directly to your operations.
Yeah, that MVP for processes, driven by the build, measure, learn loop. Build it simple, measure what matters, learn from the results, iterate quickly. It's about fast testing and smart refinement.
Think back to Growth Engine turning that 15% dip into a 35% gain by iterating based on data.
Or Payment Flow launching a basic three-step onboarding in 48 hours, then cutting the time from 14 days down to 5 in just 3 months through weekly tweaks.
Those are real results. And it connects back to waste elimination too, like Tech Connect getting rid of 64% of non-value tasks. It helps you dodge those startup killers.
Right, inefficiency, people burning out from the chaos or becoming too rigid and slow to adapt.
It's about building operations that help you move faster and smarter, not hold you back.
So a final thought for you listening. Think about a process in your world, maybe one that feels clunky or just stuck.
What would its absolute minimum viable process look like? The simplest possible version you could actually get up and running, maybe even this week, just to start learning.
Yeah, focus on getting something moving, learning from how it actually works in the real world, instead of waiting to design the perfect process on paper.
Sometimes starting imperfectly is the fastest path to getting it right.
Great point to end on. Okay, next time on The Deep Dive, we're sticking with the Kara's book and looking at the process maturity journey, the four stages: foundation, standardization, optimization, excellence.
And we'll explore how understanding that journey helps you manage the chaos, turn it into an advantage, and maybe even ease that founder fear bureaucracy by showing a path to scale effectively.
Looking forward to it. See you next time on The Deep Dive.